The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is sponsoring a debate tonight between Democratic gubernatorial candidate James Doyle and Republican Scott McCallum. Libertarian Ed Thompson hasn't been included because he didn't get enough votes in last month's primary. But Thompson contends a selective invitation to debate on statewide radio and TV amounts to a campaign contribution in excess of contribution limits. Thompson campaign attorney Kirby Brandt asked the elections board to pressure the broadcasters group to add Thompson to the debate by agreeing to the contribution claim.
What they are giving the candidates is very much in the nature of a contribution of postage stamps. No one, I'm sure, denies that an hour of airtime statewide constitutes an item of great value.
Independent candidate for Governor Michael Mangan would also like to be part of all the debates. He told the elections board that the corporate sponsors of tonight's forum get to make illegal, targeted contributions to the two major party candidates.
It's not the broadcasters. They're not basically promoting anything. But We Energies and Wisconsin Physicians, WPS, are getting something of economic value, and they're giving it to Doyle and McCallum.
But the elections board decided not to take up the issue of contributions and debate lineups. Board member John Schober argues the board has no control over who's invited to a forum, and he says investigating the illegal contribution claim would impair Ed Thompson's ability to get a judge to order him into the debate.
I think Mr. Thompson should be at that debate tonight, but probably the only thing we could possibly do to even facilitate that is to take this action right now.
But Thompson has decided not to go to court. He says he doesn't have the money.
If we lost, we have to pick up the WBA's attorneys, and they could come in with a barrage of lawyers.
Thompson says he's trying to save his campaign money for a round of radio and newspaper ads. However, both Thompson and Mangan say they will be in the audience at tonight's campaign debate in Milwaukee and will try to get noticed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.